we need to talk about something that's impacting the crew. Now, every day, just to pull the curtain back, after Why Today Doesn't Suck, we hang out for a few minutes, and you, me, and Monto head down the freight elevator and go to the parking garage. And Justin has choice parking downstairs. And yesterday, we're just, I don't even know what we're talking about. We're just shooting the bull, just hanging out as we do.
Talking baseball,
and I look,
boobs,
I look
stuff
on
like
the,
that.
I look on the hood of Monto's big old, do you call it a dually?
No, it's just a truck.
It's
with
it's a big ass truck.
It's what Rachel Ryan calls a Bubba truck.
Okay.
She called, didn't she say that to you? It's like, oh, you drive a Bubba truck. And you're like, thanks.
She did. I don't remember.
But there's no truck nut swinging behind it. However,
not yet.
However, there's something that was on the hood yesterday, and I was trying to look, and you know, you haven't washed your car in a little bit. Not that it's bad. I mean, I think most of your car seems pretty clean just at first glance, but on the hood, I saw a little dust.
I washed it last week.
Okay.
But so, that pollen that came in over the weekend.
That'll happen.
Put all that yellow crap on there.
And I look at the hood, and I see something that resembles like a clover, and I'm thinking to myself, well, what is this? And somebody drew a very rough dong and full set on your hood. And Justin disclosed to us, which kind of frustrating that this has been a thing that's been going on. We just found out about it, right?
Yeah, well, it's been going on for a week or two. We weren't here. We were together last week, so wasn't an ongoing saga that we could talk about. But I had not seen the one on my hood, but that is now like the fourth dong that has been drawn on my car. And I don't know who's doing
it. And is it just one at a time?
Yes.
Because we only saw the one wiener, the solo wiener yesterday.
Also not a very impressive one.
No, it's very amateur.
It was a hurried one. I'm wondering if they were about to get busted and they had to do that one quickly. They didn't get to take their time.
Like, it doesn't take a lot of effort to just, you know, do the main part and then the two little guys at the side.
The main vein.
And it's, seriously, it's like half a second.
Sometimes it looks like they traced Ron Jeremy's up against it and they're like, okay, that took some time. But yeah, the one yesterday was 5 seconds.
Yeah, it was like a Brett Favre.
And that was the first time you saw it. And you said this has been going on a couple weeks, so we're curious about who's doing this. It's most likely somebody up here. Now, it could be a Dallas Maverick because you park in the same parking garage that Cooper Flagg parks in. And we did see him a few weeks ago. So maybe he saw your truck, knew we were cool dudes, and just wanted to walk by and draw an amateur wiener sketch.
Maybe he was upset that I didn't say hi to him.
Yeah, you weren't even looking at him. You're like, who's that? I'm like, it was Cooper Flagg, bro.
So Cooper Flagg pays you back by drawing wieners on your car.
Well, if it's him, he needs to start signing him a little CF on the bottom so that I know.
Would you let him do that every single time he walks by your car?
He could draw one on my forehead with a Sharpie. I don't care.
Just every day.
On my car, that's no problem.
We'll have to call his bluff on that.
But the only people that I know that is not doing it, at least me taking their word for it, is DJ and Ham. Because they were my first two suspects.
Is that just word of mouth? They said they're not doing it?
Well, I asked him. The first person I asked was DJ because my initial thought was anyone that walks by my truck on the way into the station could do it.
And they probably know that that's your truck.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone in my neighborhood at home is walking into my driveway and doing it, so it has to be someone up here. But every time I clean them off, a new one arrives.
And based off the timeline, so you get here at about 12:30 every day, and we leave around 3:30-ish. So the musers are off the table. It logistically could be DJ, because he gets here like after a year here, so he could walk by. He could do that. Ham would be difficult because he's here a little bit before year here.
Although he is the king of bits with no real payoff, and that would
that's
be
true.
One
but the timeline doesn't work.
And the timeline doesn't work, and he never leaves the control room. He never goes to the bathroom for the 8 hours that he's up here.
So weird.
The problem is I don't know when it's happening because it's not like I see it immediately. I mean, it could be days before I notice when it is.
So it could be like on a Sunday. Have you ever noticed a new one on a Sunday when you're up here for work in progress?
No. I mean, like the one that I saw on my hood yesterday, you found it. I don't know when that was put on there. It could have been a couple days ago. I noticed one, the first one or the second one, it was on my driver's side door, but when I go out in the garage, it's dark, so it's not like I can see everything clearly, but I remember when I was driving home, I got honked at twice by people on the left side of me, and I had no idea why.
You're just like, they're doing like up, like, yeah, man.
They drawing like a wiener with their hands.
Yeah, and I regret now, like, blowing kisses to them and all that.
Like, but, hey, down to party.
Now I realize that they were just trying to be a wiener whistleblower.
Mm-hmm. A wiener whistler.
And letting me know that they're either honking that they're horny, or they were trying to alert me that, hey, you've been vandalized.
Well, either way, it's good that they're reaching out at least.
Yeah, they were trying to warn me, but yeah, I don't know who it is. I mean, Jay is in play.
Yes, Jay King gets here, mm-hmm. but he usually gets here around the time we're leaving.
There's a couple sometimes times after. You'll see him in here, though, when we're here.
Also, I think EA has to be a culprit because I saw EA up here for like no reason the other day. Like, he wasn't working a shift.
Boy, y'all really are pitting him against me, aren't you?
Yeah, producer controversy. I think it would be very tough for EA to do it because he's not up here as often. You said you've seen at least 4 to 5 phallic objects.
At least 4. Yeah.
I don't think it's EA.
I really don't either.
Immediately want credit for it.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I would like to throw out the invasion. I'd like to put their names out there. Let's look at them because you're getting here at 12:30. They're off the air at 1. Between Donovan, Matt, and Travis, I think that is our most probable suspect.
Well, I don't think they go out that elevator, though.
They go out the main elevator.
Yeah.
Have you seen them do that every day for the past 2 weeks?
I mean, I can only assume where they're going every day.
I guess they could be taking a wiener detour, but that would be a strange thing for them to
be quite the
detour.
Walk.
Yeah, just to go do that to my truck.
We might need to get the Fahey elevator camera to check out this freight elevator for the past couple weeks to see if... ranking the invasion, I would say Matt McLaren 1, Travis 2, Donovan 3 is my most probable suspects.
That's fair.
And just because they're leaving through, if they go through the sales area, I mean, it's still 20 yards to where your truck is to go the other way.
So when Matt might think leave, this is funny. Like the plaza.
You would not go out of your way, though, to go draw a wiener.
Yeah, that's
to
do a bit. Monty's. Walk by, like, oh, that's funny, and then you do it real quick. You know what?
Okay, so
they are a probable party because I was invading them, no pun intended, with King of Queen bits for a long time.
And that's where their motive is. They want to get you back for the King of Queens, Am I the Jerks? So they're so like,
they
we know this
motive.
Is Justin's truck. What if every now and then we draw a wiener on his truck? I think they have the most behind it to do this. Now, Ham, because it's Ham and there's no reason he does anything, could still see him doing it. DJ, I don't know if DJ would... It might take too much time for DJ
that's
to do that.
That's a lot of
effort. That's a lot of work. Yeah. It's a couple more seconds that he has to do something.
Yeah, that would require a little effort.
I would love it to be like nobody up here. I just want it to be like a Maverick.
Or Miriam Adelson.
Yeah, or like
Lupe.
I would love it if Lupe, the cleaning lady, was the one doing it in a way to like somehow flirt with you.
Yeah,
Monty. That would be great. Dan Bennett would be awesome.
That would be hilarious.
But yeah, I might need to install a little GoPro on the top of my truck and see.
I feel like now that we're bringing light to this, more people are going to do it if they figure out what your truck
That's
is.
That's true.
But we do have the photo evidence of what it looks like. So if there is a copycat, we'll know it's not the same wiener jar.
Like,
there's a second wiener person.
Could a handwriting expert?
I think so.
Be able to decipher.
What a waste of their time.
Let's send it to Quantico and see if they can match the handwriting.
They're trying to catch the top 10 on the most wanted list, and then they gotta
like look at this
track
wiener.
Down my wiener artist.
We have the same valet guy every day. Did you upset him at all for any reason?
He seems too
trustworthy.
I don't
think so.
I don't think he would do that.
No.
I only buzz him every now and then on my way in.
There's that security leader, the guy with the badge that drives around in the go-kart.
I mean, old guy?
Yeah, the older guy. I don't know why he would do
it. He looks like he's seen some things.
Probably.
I think we're cool, but I don't know.
Okay, are we leaving anybody out? We've mentioned the people in the control room.
Could be Tyler.
No.
He leaves too early.
He's usually gone by the time.
You're right.
How about the hard line? Maybe the biggest suspect, the guy that's obsessed with wieners the most, Dave Lane.
That's true.
I feel like Dave could draw a better wiener than the ones on
the
your
other
truck,
garage, though.
Yeah, Dave
over could, there, and he walks through, just like Jay and everybody else.
True.
And they go up the freight elevator near the truck.
And they get here while we're still here.
Davey's such a wiener aficionado that you'd think he'd put more care into the design. He'd make it a little bit more lifelike
or is
and
this
cartoony.
His, maybe it's his Kaiser Soze, and he's putting on a fake limp, and he's drawing a bad one just to throw off the scent.
And Bob and Corby,
a great one.
Bob and Corby are usually carrying in Chipotle. They don't have free hands at that moment.
True.
Well, again, they could just be mushing it up against my truck and letting the dirt take shape.
So let me ask you this. Are you going to not wash your car as often in hopes of trying to solve this crime?
Well, the last time I got it washed was to help get the wiener residue off. So I'm having to do it more.
Hopefully that wiener residue and not
any of it.
Yeah, you don't want a paint job.
Wherever it might accumulate.
How are we going to rank our suspects as of right now?
I mean,
I think I'm still going the invasion number one just because of the retaliation for the King of Queens bit. Yeah. And then I think I'm going hardline second.
And then Mavericks
maybe
third.
A nice
Mavs
dark horse.
Stars, yeah.
Yeah. Mavs, man. Anyone?
Like Jim Nils, the one doing it, that'd be the best.
We do have Lando in here throwing out all these names, and he hasn't
justified
himself yet.
Again, the timeline doesn't add up. I get here way before you do.
You do leave, though,
your
capsule more than Ham does.
That's usually to, you know, have a smoke or whatever.
Hey,
maybe you're down there,
smoke a cigarette and draw a wiener at the same time.
You got time to kill.
Well, the case is open. We haven't solved anything, but hopefully we'll get some clarity in the coming days and weeks on Wienergate.
We'll look into it.